This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Always a pleasure to say good morning on a Friday to Dr. Peter Hammond, who is the founder of Frontline Fellowship, the Reformation Society, Africa Christian Action, and the William Carey Bible Institute. Good morning, Dr. Hammond.
Good morning, Brad. And we see that Julius Malema's in the news with the surprising result that the Equality Court has at last given a verdict in favor of common sense and condemned the hate speech of Julius Malema, which shouldn't be a newsflash to anyone that he's doing it. It just is a bit of a newsflash that a court is actually admitting and recognizing that this is unacceptable. Biblically, Numbers 15:15 declares, "There shall be one ordinance for you and for the stranger or alien who dwells amongst you, an ordinance forever throughout all your generations. As you are, so shall the stranger or foreigner be before the Lord. One law and one custom shall be for you and the foreigner who dwells amongst you." Racial quotas in sports or educational employment violate the laws of God, and they're counterproductive. Leviticus 19:15 says, "You shall do no injustice in judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor, nor shall you honor the person of the mighty. In righteousness, you shall judge your neighbor." And of course, the greatest command is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourself. Well, how do we love our neighbor? By obeying the second tablet of the law. The Bible makes it clear, do not steal your neighbor's life. Do not steal your neighbor's wife. Do not steal your neighbor's property. Do not steal your neighbor's good name through gossip, slander, and false witness, or should we add also hate speech. Do not envy or be jealous of your neighbor. Do not covet. Respect for life and property is absolutely essential for any free and productive society. And our Lord summarized the second tablet of the law in Matthew 7:12. "Whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets." In the Sermon on the Mount, our Lord Jesus Christ summarized the heart of the second tablet of the law, to love your neighbor as yourself, requiring us to do to others as we want them to do to us. Conversely, do not do to others what you wouldn't want others to do to you. "Just as you want men to do to you, so also do to them likewise." Luke 6:31. And the trouble is that the racism that's endemic in South Africa today hurts the very people we claim to want to help. Broad-based black economic empowerment, BBBEE, and affirmative action violates the laws of God. It erodes the essential foundations for a free and prosperous society, and it's completely counterproductive. It actually destroys the very people it was meant to help. There's nothing more destructive to any person than an abundance of bread and idleness of hands. A sense of entitlement and perpetual victimhood is absolutely devastating to character, to integrity, and to work ethic. So socialist welfare programs actually debase the very people they are ostensibly meant to serve and to help. And hard work, discipline, integrity are essential for every individual. Inculcating in any group of people a sense of victimhood, entitlement, and grievances, even encouraging them to sing hateful, murderous songs against them, does not help in any sense. And so it actually destroys people, body, mind, and soul, if they're given to this kind of racist hatred. The tragic results can be in litter-strewn, graffiti-vandalized, pollution-ridden, broken-down areas where large numbers of people receive government handouts and yet they don't get what they really need, which is purpose, direction in life. "Treasures of wickedness profit nothing," we read, "but righteousness delivers from death." Proverbs 10 verse 2 to 4 says, "The Lord will not allow the righteous soul to famish, but he casts away the desire of the wicked. He who has a slack hand becomes poor, but the hand of the diligent makes rich." And so the whole stereotyping, caricaturing, and deception operation that encourages people to sing about hating and wanting to murder other people just because of the color of their skin, it's also violating ninth command to not bear false witness. And the justification for all the BBBEE affirmative action racial quotas is false narratives and lies and stereotypes and caricatures, which paint one racial group as helpless victims and the others malicious exploiters. But the word of God in Proverbs 11 verse 1 declares, "Dishonest scales are an abomination to the Lord, but just weights are his delight. And the whole BBBEE, affirmative action racism, breaks the 10th command against coveting anything that belongs to your neighbor. Greed, envy, covetousness are at the very heart and soul of affirmative action, which has been proven to have moved 1 trillion rand in the last 31 years. 1 trillion rand has been transferred to 100 individuals. BBBEE is the creed of envy, it's the politics of failure, and it rots hearts, minds, and souls. And it steals the fruits of other people's hard work, other people's ingenuity, dedication, and sacrifice. And unfortunately, this kind of hatred pushed by the Julius Malembas of this world, it also violates the 8th command to not steal, to punish the productive, to take away from those who, through hard work, ingenuity, and dedication, carved productive farms out of thorn bush and wilderness. It is theft. And the BBBEE has proven to be a cover for corruption and a channel for hate, greed, and theft, and in many cases, even murder. And the African Union Task Force on Corruption has calculated more than 25% of the gross domestic product of Africa has been stolen through corruption by governments every year. Recent news headlines just confirm all this. You know, the billions stolen from Eskom, the government parastatals like South African Airways, Telkom, Transnet, the Post Office, SABC, state hospitals, schools, so much more have been bankrupted, with billions being looted from these state enterprises by government employees every year. And hundreds of billions of rand of taxpayers' money has been poured into these bottomless pits, black holes, just to make up for the trillions of rand which have been stolen through corruption every single year. It's an amount of trillions and trillions of rand. And so basically you can see that this racism is a cover for colossal corruption, looting by state officials and cadres, and the power failures which inconvenience, frustrate, undermine the lives and works of millions of South Africans, further steal time and productivity. Our most valuable commodity is actually time. You might get more money, but you'll never get more time. Time is a non-renewable resource. And so we see that the whole racist agenda that's been driven by the Julius Malembas of this world is a cover for fraud, failure, and farce. It's a colossal fraud. It's not actually helping the poor, but it's making the poor poorer. It's eroding the infrastructure, which has been calculated. The Willem Pits Institute released a report that since 1994, we have seen government destroy our infrastructure to the tune of 32 trillion rand, meaning the harbors, the ports, the railroads, the bridges, the water purification system, the electricity. The infrastructure has been looted and eroded to such an extent that it's cost us over 32 trillion rand, gutting the very ministries and services that are meant to help, leaving the majority of the country in squalor and darkness, and hospitals chronically short of medicine, short of food, short of reliable staff. People are literally dying because of the racist hatred, greed, corruption, and heartless incompetence that goes under the cover of these kind of hate speech incitements to murder. And it's a great violation of the 6th commandment against committing murder. Malice and hatred are at the heart of this whole movement, as from the things that the Equality Court has brought light to and drawn attention to. The false narrative is based upon demonizing a section of the country, a minority in the country, because of the color of their skin, and channeling murderous hate towards particularly the white commercial farmers, mainly the Afrikaans farmers, who against all odds are trying to feed the country and our neighbors. How many thousands of innocent farmers and their family members have been murdered in torturous, sadistic, and demonic ways? When in 1994, the ANC was given control of this country, we had 70,000 commercial farmers feeding 100 million people. At that time, South Africa had a population of about 28 million. Today, our population has doubled to over 60 million, but we have much less than half as many commercial farmers as we had 30 years ago. Today, there's less than 30,000 commercial farmers who are producing enough food for 40 million people, which is a phenomenal achievement. But the population is over 60 million. So for the first time in our history, we have become a net food importer. We need to import millions of tons of food each year to adequately feed the population. So our farmers are no longer able to feed all the country, and yet there are those who would like to even expropriate those productive farms, which have been consistently proven to never work and never to work as efficiently after being stolen from the ones who built it up. And so unemployment has escalated rapidly under the misrule of our government. For every year that the ANC has been in power, we've got a million more unemployed. In 1994, we had 2 million unemployed, which was considered catastrophic. We now have well over 30 million unemployed,
yeah,
or as the government likes to recategorize some as economically inactive or discouraged work seekers. So for every year of misrule of this government, we've had a million more unemployed as a result. The scriptures are clear. We've got to love our neighbors. We've got to have one law for all. We cannot have a different law that applies to one another for different people. Destruction is in our midst. Oppression and deceit do not depart from the streets, we read in Psalms 55. So the Lord says he loves justice. He hates robbery, Isaiah 61, verse 8. And Deuteronomy 30 gives us the challenge. See, I've set before you today life and good, death and evil, in that I command you to love the Lord your God, walk in his ways, keep his commandments, keep his statutes and judgment, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord will bless you in the land. The Lord puts before us a choice, and we need to choose life.
That's the voice of Dr. Peter Hammond. He's the founder of Frontline Fellowship, the Reformation Society, Africa Christian Action, and the William Carey Bible Institute. Dr. Hammond, thank you for this morning, and have yourself a restful weekend until we connect again.
Thank you so much. God bless.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.